we invite you to tune in to our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, Recognizing False Teachers by Their Fruits. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 to 2. But false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will also be false teachers among you, who will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing swift destruction upon themselves. Many will follow their sensuality, and because of them the way of the truth will be maligned. I have just read from the New American Standard Bible. When Bidimi and her fiancé traveled home to see her parents, her stepmother found a way to reveal to him that Bidimi was not a legitimate child. She also falsely claimed that Bidimi had been pregnant at 16 and had an abortion. However, unknown to her stepmother, Bidimi and her fiancé had no secrets between them, so her wicked plot failed. Bidimi's stepmother was a respected leader in their church, deeply committed to religious activities. However, she was not truly a Christian. Her character did not reflect the nature of Christ. Sadly, this was not entirely her fault. It was the result of the false teachers in her church who had distorted the gospel and led many astray. Because of her stepmother's hypocrisy, Bidimi initially struggled to accept the Lord Jesus. She assumed all Christians were like her stepmother, religious but lacking true godliness. Thankfully, she later encountered genuine believers whose lives reflected Christ, and through them, she came to know the true gospel. False doctrines often attract many followers because they appeal to the flesh and accommodate sinful desires. They present a form of godliness but deny its transforming power. False teachers prioritize personal gain over truth and lead many into moral compromise. Go into today remembering that the easiest way to identify false prophets and teachers is by their fruits. See Matthew 7:15-20. The fruit of a person's life is reflected in their character and integrity, while the fruit of a ministry is seen in the quality of disciples it produces. If you notice that a particular ministry consistently produces people who lack integrity and moral uprightness, it is wise to stay away. Prayer. Lord, give me discernment to recognize true teachers of your word. Help me to be rooted in your truth and to bear fruits of righteousness. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Job chapters 1 to 2. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next. Job chapters 1 to 2.
The Book of Job. In the land of Uz, there lived a man whose name was Job. This man was blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters, and he owned 7,000 sheep. 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 donkeys, and had a large number of servants. He was the greatest man among all the people of the East. His sons used to hold feasts in their homes on their birthdays, and they would invite their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. When a period of feasting had run its course, Job would make arrangements for them to be purified. Early in the morning, he would sacrifice a burnt offering for each of them, thinking,
"Perhaps my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts."
This was Job's regular custom. One day, the angels came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them. The Lord said to Satan,
"Where have you come from?"
Satan answered the Lord,
"From roaming through the earth, going back and forth in it."
Then the Lord said to Satan,
"Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil."
Does Job fear God for nothing?
Satan replied,
Have you not put a hedge around him and his household and everything he has? You have blessed the work of his hands so that his flocks and herds are spread throughout the land. But now stretch out your hand and strike everything he has, and he will surely curse you to your face.
The Lord said to Satan,
Very well then, everything he has is in your power, but on the man himself, do not lay a finger.
Then Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. One day when Job's sons and daughters were feasting and drinking wine at the oldest brother's house, a messenger came to Job and said,
The oxen were plowing, and the donkeys were grazing nearby, and the Sabaeans attacked and made off with them. They put the servants to the sword, and I am the only one who has escaped to tell you.
While he was still speaking, another messenger came and said,
The fire of God fell from the sky and burned up the sheep and the servants, and I am the only one who has escaped to tell you.
While he was still speaking, another messenger came and said,
The Chaldeans formed three raiding parties and swept down on your camels and made off with them. They put the servants to the sword, and I am the only one who has escaped to tell you.
While he was still speaking, yet another messenger came and said,
Your sons and daughters were feasting and drinking wine at the oldest brother's house, when suddenly a mighty wind swept in from the desert and struck the four corners of the house. It collapsed on them, and they're dead, and I'm the only one who has escaped to tell you.
At this, Job got up and tore his robe and shaved his head. Then he fell to the ground in worship and said,
Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised.
In all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing. On another day, the angels came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them to present himself before him. And the Lord said to Satan,
Where have you come from?
Satan answered the Lord,
From roaming through the earth and going back and forth in it.
Then the Lord said to Satan,
Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil. And he still maintains his integrity, though you incited me against him to ruin him without any reason.
Skin for skin,
Satan replied.
A man will give all he has for his own life. But now stretch out your hand and strike his flesh and bones, and he will surely curse you to your face.
The Lord said to Satan,
Very well then, he is in your hands, but you must spare his life.
So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and afflicted Job with painful sores from the soles of his feet to the crown of his head. Then Job took a piece of broken pottery and scraped himself with it as he sat among the ashes. His wife said to him,
Are you still maintaining your integrity? Curse God and die.
He replied,
You are talking like a foolish woman. Shall we accept good from God and not trouble?
In all this, Job did not sin in what he said. When Job's three friends, Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite, heard about all the troubles that had come upon him, they set out from their homes and met together, by agreement, to go and sympathize with him and comfort him. When they saw him from a distance, they could hardly recognize him. They began to weep aloud, and they tore their robes and sprinkled dust on their heads. Then they sat on the ground with him for 7 days and seven nights. No one said a word to him, because they saw how great his suffering was.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.